The NDC says it will tender pinches to show that the irregularities alleged by the petitioners challenging the 2012 presidential election results equally occurred in NPP strongholds. However, spokesperson of the NDC legal team, Nana Atudazi, maintained that the move is not an admission that those things alleged by the petitioner amounted to violations or malpractices, but rather to show that they were also administrative and clerical errors which occurred nationwide. However, the petitioners have served notice that they will object to any move by the NDC or any of the respondents to tender in new pink sheets which are not part of the 11,842 currently before the court. Madam Gloria Kufu, who speaks for the petitioner, stated that if that is allowed, it will amount to an ambush. Bubu Klinogo and George Asikere report.
There was a confusion over the court's earlier ruling regarding pink sheet from supposed NPP strongholds irregularities similar to those alleged by the petitioners took place but which did not feature in the petition. Whereas NDC lead counsel Chachuchi Kata believed he had the go-ahead to ask Dr. Baomia questions on individual pink sheet from such areas, lead counsel for the petitioners Philip Addison disagreed, arguing that that was not the import of the ruling. Eventually, presiding judge Justice William Atobga was compelled to read the ruling again.
This ruling, the composite question allowed the third respondent does not involve any list of documents to be put to the witness. To that extent, the objection is sustained.
I have not yet asked the composite question. My lords, the composite question is in relation to other documents.
When we upheld the objection and we're talking about the composite question in the ruling, all it means is that all that you are left with in as far as this line is concerned is putting the composite question as to the incidence of similar occurrences elsewhere. That is all.
It became obvious that Mr. Chikata could only ask one general question regarding those pink sheets. Moving on, Mr. Chikata sought to dispute the allegation of overvoting in many of the instances cited by the petitioners.
You are saying in all honesty that there is overvoting on that pink sheet?
That's correct, because the presiding officer has entered 4 votes for rejected ballots. They must have been taken from somewhere.
Your allegation of no official signature has no basis on that.
Yeah, I mean, there is a signature, so it should not be in no official signature, but it should be in overvoting.
Exhibit MBJ32, and you make an allegation of overvoting, and I believe an allegation that there is no official signature. You see an official signature?
Yes, I can.
And there's no overvoting in that polling station either?
Yes, correct. There isn't.
There isn't?
That's right, my lord.
But you saw that there is overvoting?
I believe so, my lords. But that's why I'm saying that we have to check to see if it isn't one that we have already deleted.
At the time you saw that affidavit, you were not telling the truth to the court.
I believe that was.
Spokespersons of the two legal teams later explained their parties' positions on the new pink sheet. First, Madam Gloria Kufu from the camp of the petitioners.
He said they may. The emphasis is may. You may. But at any time when you proffer a document, it is open for the other party to object to it. And we are going to be consistent. We don't want to speculate. But if indeed they attempt to do it, I think that the courts of law are also courts of equity. Equity means fairness. Equity means parity. Equity means equality. So if we have been constrained to put out all our documents, while they have put out none, where they have had notice of all our documents, and now they are seeking to abuse us, as it is said in the law, we will resist it with all the law that we have at our disposal. If you heard Dr. Baumia, he said that the pink sheets that we have brought to court straddle all over the country. There are also pink sheets when another one. But because we want to be consistent and honest with the court, we brought those forward as well. And we are losing votes as well as they are if these results are announced.
But could it not be that there are other many areas where Nana won, when there were such violations, but we did not consider them?
That is a matter that you should ask them. We did not consider the over 26,000 polling stations. We considered over 24, and what we saw is what we brought. In any case, we were working against time. In any case, the argument is that If indeed this was the case, nothing stopped them. In bringing this petition, the rules also permit that they could cross-petition. And if indeed they have these and they wished to establish it, they could have cross-petitioned and brought those things forward instead of keeping them under the table and springing surprises that are not permitted by the rules.
Nana Atudazi also speaks for the NDC legal team.
If you want to see how fair it was, then we must see the results in all 26,002 polling stations. We can be selective about some and then leave others, you know, unexamined. And I think that when our witness comes on board, or when the electoral commissioner also comes on board, we shall see some forays into this area for us to determine them. Now, I want to also say that we have never claimed that the elections were flawed. Our position has been very clear all along that this is a fair election, even all the circumstances, a very fair and free election. We want so. We're saying that there were administrative and clerical errors. That one, even in the court, is that our lives make mistakes. There are. And we're saying these mistakes are across the 26,002. That is our point. We are not saying that there's overvoting in Ashanti or whatnot. We are saying that if there are clerical administrative errors, they are across board in the 26,002. Yes, now they've been able to hold our mouth from cross-examining on that. That is the decision of the court. We respect it. But we can assure you that our witness will come and will unfold the entire result. So we will see whether this administrative and clerical error also occurred in the Ashanti and Eastern region and their stronghold.
Whilst the petitioners are of the view that they have a genuine case, the respondents have maintained that their petitioners have just set out to deny Ghanaians registered to vote their lawfully cast vote in order to achieve their ambition. Time certainly will tell which of the two positions is just. Mr. Chikata continues his cross-examination.
Bubu Klinogo and George Asikere's report.